welcome back to Project Independence in You. We're here with Christina Liu, the radio show producer extraordinaire. She's also our Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead, Department of Services for the Aging, Project Independence, the longest title ever, ever, hands down. No one has a longer title. And I think we're done with the show now. Thank you, Christina. Also here is the fabulous Sabina Miller from Great Neck and a Project Independence member for a long time, a Project Independence volunteer for this radio show, a member of the advisory committee, a member of the radio show committee, and the pioneer. So, Sabina, you are such a wonderful part of Project Independence.
Thank you.
When you say how wonderful Project Independence is, you should look in a mirror and say it, because without you and your support and your promotion and talking about it, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Well, what Project Independence did, which many organizations don't, you are an organization that caters to seniors, and you invited seniors in to tell you what they needed.
Right.
Organizations don't do that, and that's what makes you so good.
And that's what we do at our advisory. We hear in your particular area what the needs are. Like you were saying, your needs are very different when you're living in a 7-story apartment building than when you're kind of in a split home
a ranch house.
A ranch house
when you just get out of the car and carry the groceries into the kitchen, or do you have to carry them to the lobby, ring the bell, the elevator, get up on the floor, get out, walk down the hall.
I'm exhausted just thinking about that.
So clearly, in Great Neck, in your area, and in other areas where there are apartments, like in Mineola, there's a different need.
Right.
There are different needs. So, and because we have the town and we have it broken up into regions, we can really hone
focus
in
on those needs, right?
On what those needs. Right before we went to break, we were talking about what Able Ride versus or along with, Project Independence taxi transportation. So Able Ride is, Able Ride is something you have to sign up for. It takes a while. There is kind of a requirement rather that, generally you have, I don't want to say a disability, but there could be a health issue either. It could be emotional, it could be physical. And once you sign up, you call in advance, and the bus or whatever vehicle comes to your house, and there could be multiple people on it, and they give you a window of time, and they'll pick you up, and then the same for the return home. People can use Able Ride also for going to work. A lot of people do. We actually have people in our department that depend on it. It's a good program. There's a lot of demand for it, so there's a timing issue a lot of times. The biggest problem with Able Ride is that, it's very hard to pick up, 8 people on the same bus who requested at 5 o'clock, because everybody wants it. So there are issues like that. But, it's a fixed fee. I believe it's $3.50 each time you get on, no matter, I don't think it matters where you're going, but you could always call Shari and talk to her about that. With Project Independence Transportation, it's based on where you're going. It's a much reduced rate. And from that reduced rate, the rider pays half and the town picks up the other half. And then we send that to draw down from our grant. So it's really it is cost effective, though it is, in a lot of instances, it would cost more than Able Ride if you're going from, say, Great Neck to Mineola to a doctor and then back. But you're also getting a taxi, you're getting door-to-door service, you're getting a lot of the things that are easier for a senior to use.
And I think only in rare cases, if you needed a specialist and you lived in Great Neck and your doctor said go to the doctor in Mineola, you know, for a consultation, because generally you go to doctors in your community.
Well, another reason that it's great to be in North Hempstead is we have Northwell and all the doctors.
Right.
We have Winthrop and all their doctors. Mm-hmm. We have St. Francis and all their doctors. We have ProHealth. We have so many doctor hospitals, facilities, LHA.
Right, within North Hempstead.
It's so convenient. So, you know, there are people from Great Neck who might utilize a facility at Winthrop. You know, most of the people, a little more north, tend to use Northwell.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are people, and there's a lot, you know, and all the doctors associated with these hospitals, for the most part, have practices in the area. So we're lucky, you know, that we have all, and that's another reason why transportation is so effective in our area. So what else is going on
in
the town?
Well, Hot Off the Presses is another service that North Hempstead provides that seniors are always asking. We've been getting a lot of calls saying, when are these dates coming up? When are these dates coming up? So Hot Off the Presses, the STOP program is going to be on Saturday, April 8th, and Sunday, April 9th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's also going to be another date added at Westbury High School, but that has not been established yet. So these two dates are at Port Washington, North Hempstead Beach Park, and it's really a great program.
What are you stopping?
Well, it's called Stop Throwing Out Pollutants. But what to remind people is that they used to take pharmaceuticals, and we touched on it before, but no longer can you bring your pharmaceuticals to this event. But 24/7, you could bring it to your local precinct. There'll be a bin there, and if you have questions where your local precinct is, you could obviously call 311, and we can give you a whole list of places and locations.
Right. I'm looking at this list right now. Alone, I think, in Nassau, there are 7 places you can go. So there are a lot of places you can go, and that's at any time, right?
It's literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day. So.
And there's no questions asked?
There's a bin, yes, but they're not taking creams or liquids. But, you know, so your pills and stuff you can bring right in there.
Okay.
But as far as the STOP program, this is, you know, we really encourage people, especially the spring season is a perfect time to clean out your garage, your basement, your attic, whatever it might be, and just and get rid of this, because there's tons of things that are accepted. I mean, there's a whole list. I was looking at the list earlier, and it really goes on and on. So if you call 311, we can give you all the details on that.
Do you have that list?
Donations.
Rattle off a few things on that list that people could bring.
Okay. Far as the pollutants that are accepted, there's electronic waste, which is e-waste.
Good. Okay.
You could bring there. There's certain rechargeable lithium batteries, fluorescent light bulbs, air conditioning refrigerants, antifreeze, bug and rodent killers, chemistry kits, which is an interesting one.
So it's
mercury,
like,
products, non-latex, weed killers, paints.
Yeah, the things that are in paints. So the
which
things
is
that
huge
are,
because that's another thing. I mean, we talk about this a lot with the paint, because I know a majority of us probably have that half-empty in your garage, and you really just want to, you don't know how to get rid of it or when to get rid of it, but this is a perfect time to certainly do that.
So if someone wants to clean out their garage and they have a question, can they call 311 and say, hey,
absolutely.
Can I bring this?
Absolutely, and they can get a specific list. And
okay.
Another hot item of the STOP program is the shredding that goes
right,
on
okay.
there. There's these huge shredding trucks that are there, and you can bring up to 6 boxes per vehicle. It's only from your home. You can't be a business, obviously, and bring yourself
right.
there. But you could watch all your documents be shredded, too, just so you know that there's no, you know, issues right. going on, which I think is really amazing. And that's a very popular service.
Just make sure it's not the documents that are part of your alibi
that
we were talking about last week.
Like that. But it's a great program. And once again, those dates are Saturday, April 8th and Sunday, April 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park.
Okay.
So definitely check that out. And another number we just want to give out that was from earlier in the wonderful segment with Risa from LICAD. You know, if you know anyone that's struggling with any kind of addiction or, you know, you are yourself, there's a hotline number that we really just want to stress that you can call. It's 631-979-1700.
Okay.
So I think that's just an important, and it's a 24-hour
hotline.
It's
24 hours,
which
that's
I think
great.
I love these things that are 24 hours, because I think that is important, because it's certainly all hours of the night you could.
And I believe they said any call is confidential.
Yes.
So, you know, don't hesitate. Don't
Absolutely.
Hesitate to call. Is this timing right, Sam? Are you sure? We're done. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Sabina, Christina, Sam. Thank you, Sam, the engineer. She's always great here. Want to thank Dan Cox, the director of broadcasting at WCWP, Janine Solero, the administrator here at WCWP, Sabina, all of our guests, Danny Galloway, Risa Berg, Kathy Samuels, Old Time Radio was good. It was another great show that just went too fast. And again, I want to give a shout out to, next week we have Nancy Silva, and she is, what is she?
She's going to be doing physical, she was a physical therapist. She'll be talking about how to stay active at home.
Okay, and Lori Scheinman?
Yes, who has a wonderful store called Wit and Whim, and she's a philanthropist.
Okay, and we are done. Have a great week.
Rebecca.
Thank you, Sabina.